Texas law protecting children from online porn has passed judicial muster, but the internet's largest pornography conglomerate is refusing to comply. This is Wednesday, March 13, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, we are halfway through the week already. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday with the Texas Minute. An El Paso judge is protecting what Attorney General Ken Paxton says is a stash house for illegal aliens. Meanwhile, records reveal yet another potential candidate for Speaker of the Texas House has close ties to a bank affiliated with outgoing House Speaker Dade Phelan. More on those stories coming up. Two senior officers in the Houston Police Department have been demoted in response to Police Chief Troy Finner's revelation that more than 260,000 incident reports were closed using a banned code. Assistant Chiefs Ernest Garcia and Kevin Deese have been demoted as a result of the case suspensions. Garcia was the head of the HPD's Organizational Development Command, while Deese oversaw the Criminal Investigations Command. At issue are cases that were suspended using a code implemented in 2016, indicating that there wasn't enough personnel to investigate the reported incident. Both the mayor and the police chief now say the code should never have been created in the first place. Reportedly, even though the chief announced a change to the policy and ordered that the code stop being used on February 22nd, the department still used it 44 more times for 3 days. In recent days, some 100 officers have been dispatched across the city to contact victims in an effort to reopen investigations. A state judge in El Paso has ruled that a non-governmental organization accused of harboring illegal aliens doesn't have to immediately turn over internal documents to the state. Overseeing the case brought by the Attorney General of Texas is District Judge Francisco Dominguez, a Democrat. He issued a ruling this week protecting Annunciation House from having to turn over internal documents asked for by Ken Paxton's office last month. Annunciation House is a Catholic nonprofit operating several shelters for illegal aliens in El Paso. Paxton's legal battle with Annunciation House began on February 7th when his office demanded that the group turn over a trove of information. The Attorney General has said Annunciation House is stoking the crisis at the United States southern border by facilitating unlawful entry into the United States, harboring illegal aliens, human smuggling, and operating as a stash house. A federal court has upheld a Texas law passed last year that protects children from adult content. The law requires pornography websites to verify users' age. The largest online platform for sharing pornographic videos is still violating the law despite a $1.6 million civil lawsuit filed by Attorney General Ken Paxton. The new law requires commercial porn websites to use reasonable methods to verify that users in Texas are at least 18 years of age before being able to access X-rated content. Violators face fines of $10,000 per day. A website run by porn conglomerate ILO Global Entertainment has so far refused to comply with the Texas law. And no, I won't be naming the website here. Seven other states have passed age verification laws, including Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Utah, and Virginia. Rather than implement age verification in those states, ILO Global has blocked access to all users in those areas. Reportedly, though, the site remains accessible in Texas without any restrictions. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
Yet another potential speaker of the Texas House has been found to have close ties to a bank connected to current House Speaker Dade Phelan and disgraced former Speaker Dennis Bonin. It's widely recognized that whatever happens in the House District 21 runoff election, Mr. Phelan won't be the speaker in 2025. So now the Bonin-Phelan network is scrambling to put one of their minions in the House's top job. Last week, Texas Scorecard reported on the employment of Republican Cody Harris of Palestine, one of those other potential candidates. Mr. Harris is employed by the Bonin Phelan Third Coast Bank. In late 2019, Third Coast Bank acquired Heritage Bank, where Dennis Bonin had served as president, chairman, and chief executive officer. Bonin currently sits on Third Coast's board of directors. Third Coast Bank is flush with Phelan family members and management, including the speaker himself as an owner of bank shares. Also owning shares in the Bonin Phelan Bank is State Representative Dustin Burroughs, a Republican from Lubbock. Inside the legislature, Burroughs has had a close relationship with both Bonin and Phelan. According to sources in the legislature, Burroughs is among those currently attempting to rally support among other members either for himself or for one of his Bonin Phelan allies so that they can continue to hold sway over the House leadership. Get the details of all the stories mentioned today and find the latest news at TexasScorecard.com. The Texas Minute is produced by Nick Shepard in the 1836 studios. Today's stories were based on the original reporting of Charles Blaine, Emily Medeiros, Aaron Anderson, and Brandon Waltons. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.